AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The top Republican in the Senate says President Trump will sign the spending bill just passed in the Senate that provides some border funding and keeps the government open, but not without a controversial move.
Indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration.
The measure now goes to the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they're looking at ways to challenge the president's decision that immigration is a national emergency.
Just in terms of the president making an end run around Congress. Here he said, let us respect what the committee will do, and then walks away from it.
The spending bill, though, will avert a government shutdown this weekend. William Barr will be making an encore as U.S. Attorney General. The former top prosecutor under President George H.W. Bush has now been confirmed by the Senate to serve in the Trump administration. Students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida and other schools across the country today bowed their heads for a moment of silence. Some took part in volunteer activities, marking the anniversary of the shooting rampage last year that took 17 lives. The National Weather Service says that parts of Southern California have gotten 9 inches of rain. In the Santa Ana Mountains, where wildfires scarred the landscape, homes are being evacuated because of the threat of mudslides. One house was lost in the San Francisco area. Amazon jilting New York City this Valentine's Day, canceling plans for its headquarters in Queens. Local politicians had questioned the tax breaks for the giant company and its anti-union stance. Stocks closed mixed today. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points. The Dow fell 103. This is AP Radio News. If you bought a Mega Millions ticket in South Carolina last October, start looking for it now. There is an outstanding ticket worth $1.5 billion. Our Jeffrey Collins reports the time is running out.
The person who bought the winning $1.5 billion Mega Millions lottery ticket back in October in Simpsonville, South Carolina, has 64 days to claim the prize. The drawing was back in October, but the winner hasn't come forward yet. And by law, they have 180 days. That time runs out on Friday, April the 19th at 5 p.m. when the lottery office shuts its doors.
If the winner loses out, so does the state of South Carolina, which already has spending plans for its $61 million cut. Authorities near Cleveland have arrested a woman. She allegedly robbed and then killed a man that she met on a dating site. She went back to his house 2 days later, shot him to death. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.